Eric Snodgrass is now here from Agribull and Nutrient Ag Solutions to take up the weather forecast for Friday afternoon. Eric, thanks so much. Let's get started. What's the forecast look like in the Midwest? Farmers would like to finish the beans off and get a good run at the corn.
Yeah, get running, I think, is the main point here. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because we watched yesterday a low that kind of got cut off from the main flow of the atmosphere emerge out of parts of Texas. And in fact, it brought some snow, quite a bit of snow, to as far south as Amarillo. And that same low pressure system will be moving north over the next 48 hours. And that means it's going to be basically coming out of Texas and heading straight in our direction. And as it does so, it's able to tap into quite a bit of Gulf moisture. There's even a little tropical disturbance down there. In fact, it got upgraded to Tropical Depression 17 earlier this morning on Friday. And it's not that it's going to be a big tropical system, but it's going to be the supplier of all this moisture. So as we progress through the day on Saturday, the rain will be spreading from the south to the north, and eastern Corn Belt, parts of the Mid-South, getting over into Tennessee, Kentucky, have the potential to pick up a lot of rainfall out of this system. So it's on its way, and it'll be moving north and east with time, and it's going to shut folks down in that area, including Illinois, once we get through the day on Saturday with quite a bit of heavy rainfall out of this system.
Speaking of time, we're headed to a cooler time of year. Are those weathers blowing in?
Yeah, so we do see quite a bit of interesting things happening in the near term with the forecast. And what I mean by that is, as I start to look out into next week, we've been seeing all week long this week that there's been an advertisement in the models that, boy, it's going to give us a big cool down. But the timing of that and how it arrives is quite interesting. And what's going on here is we've got a kind of a big fight right now among our major global weather modeling systems. And I think the winner right now is the European model. And it's actually predicting midweek next week a pretty sizable low pressure system to emerge in the central United States where the GFS has none. And as it does, there's actually even the potential, you talk about that cold air, talk about the potential even for some snow stretching across the central plains, maybe over into parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa next week. It's a non-zero chance at this point, which means we're going to have to watch out for that as we look at all the weather forecasts that do come out this weekend. But behind that, as we kind of get closer to Halloween, we're going to be seeing some really unseasonably cold air push in. And for a little while here, it's going to feel more like winter than it is going to feel like fall as that system progresses through next week.
Does the long-range forecast tell you that will continue into November?
Yeah, so we got some new information over the last several days here that allow us to look at some of our models and say, all right, what are the probabilities that these models have got this pinned down? So the last two runs from the European, we call it the European weekly forecast. It actually runs out about 45 days. We now have seen twice that it's trying to paint the eastern Corn Belt, the southeast, the mid-south, basically most places east of the Mississippi River, up through Illinois and east, up quite wet for the month of November. And some of the reasons for that are really right now in the Pacific Ocean. And we've seen quite a bit of change that's been pushing that forecast wetter and wetter. And I'll tell you, a lot of folks in the southeast are happy about it in terms of curing their drought, but it's not a good time for cotton, of course, corn and soybean, but also peanut harvest in that area as well.
Better check in on South America.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The same thing that's going to be impacting South American weather is what's also driving the wetter weather that we're anticipating for the next month here. And that is we've seen the emergence of much warmer water in the middle part of the Pacific Ocean and getting over toward parts of South America. So we've talked multiple times about this big Indian Ocean dipole event, and it's actually created more El Nino-like weather. And those westerly winds that are moving across the Central Pacific and heating up the ocean there seems to be changing things across South America. Now, they've been dry, especially in central parts of southern and really in eastern growing regions of Brazil. And this has delayed the planting of their soybean crop. It's been wetter in parts of Mato Grosso and wetter down in, way down south in Paraná and Uruguay and northern Argentina. But it seems as though this drier pattern is going to emerge. And I'll tell you one last thing, something for all of us to watch here in the States. If when this big Indian Ocean dipole event ends, if the Madden-Julian Oscillation, the MJO, comes out in phase 3 or 4, if you hear meteorologists talking about that, that's going to be very dry weather for the Brazilian monsoon region as we get into the month of November and even into December. So we've got a few things to watch that could be causing a bit of a hiccup or an upset in South America right now.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agribull and Nutrien Ag Solutions.